our brand new game, let's go right back here and play Plinko.
You are listening to Lingo Plinko, a mini-sode of the Popaganda Podcast with Shannon Perez Darby and me, Tajmika Torok. On Monday, we dropped a bonus episode about the HBO original documentary Great Photo, Lovely Life that came with a trigger warning and an encouragement to listen with care. April is both Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. So today, instead of breaking down the transformative justice terms we use in our podcast episodes, we are going to practice a useful tool for coping with stressors, anxieties, and triggers. Today, my sweet friend, you are invited to do some box breathing with me.
Put it flat against the board. He kisses it for luck, and here it comes. Here it comes.
The second season of the Popaganda Podcast is right around the corner, and we can't wait to drop our first episode on April 22nd.
You've probably heard of Scientology.
Why is it a religion? What's it clear? What's it mean?
Well, whatever you have heard, if you haven't heard it from us, I can assure you, we are not what you expect.
Be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss a thing. Box breathing is a process of rhythmic breathing that can help us reduce stress and anxiety, lower our heart rate and blood pressure, and ground or calm our emotions. Now, you may have heard of this exercise from your therapist or your meditation app, but using breathwork to regulate our mental and physical well-being was developed as an Ayurvedic practice in India a very, very long time ago. If you are going to join me for this practice, you may want to find a quiet spot to sit or lie down. This can look one of a few ways for me. I am either seated, laying on my couch under a blanket, or sometimes, if the energy I am trying to move through my body is too big for sitting still, I will do my box breathing wherever I am. Put in your earbuds and go for a walk. You can breathe anywhere because your breath is always with you. Some people enjoy doing this practice with their eyes closed, and others, not so much. Remember, you get to decide what your practice looks like at all times. Now go ahead and get settled into what your practice is going to look like today. The basic idea is that we are going to inhale for 4 seconds, hold that breath for 4 seconds, exhale for, you guessed it, 4 seconds, and then hold it again before starting the pattern over. Are you ready? All right, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, inhale, hold, exhale, hold. Inhale, hold, exhale, and hold. And as you hold that rhythm, some people enjoy adding a little visualization to the mix. I like to imagine that I'm inhaling something really cold that is rushing over all of the heat that's in my body, and I'm exhaling all of the smoke as it cools off. The visualization sometimes helps me move into that space of regulation. So let's go through this just one more time, all together now. We're going to go ahead and inhale for 4 seconds. And hold, and let's get ready to exhale for 4 seconds, and hold. Now, this exercise has saved my bacon so many times because I really do practice this everywhere. If I get an upsetting phone call, or I feel anxious about a meeting, or if I'm just having a high level of anxiety that day, I will stop and do box breathing at any time and in any place, like Janet Jackson. That's not appropriate. Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month can be pretty hard on survivors. It can feel like we are supposed to do a lot of things. Let's be sure that we are protecting our own autonomous choice, even if that means skipping the next event because our body minds need a rest. As a gift for sticking with us, we created a YouTube playlist just for you. You will find videos about this and other coping skills to support you through the month ahead and beyond. My name is Tajmika Torok, and this has been a minisode of the Popaganda Podcast. If you love us as much as we love you, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shannon's mom did. Oh my God, does this mean that the Popaganda Podcast is kid-tested and parent-approved? If you leave us a few kind words, we may read them in an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening to the Popaganda Podcast, where you are invited to come for the pop culture, but stay for the abolition.